This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. As a young man, Juan Gutierrez came to East Harlem to further his studies as a professional musician. And when he arrived, he stumbled on other African, Afro-Puerto Rican musicians who were intent on keeping their roots alive. And with them, he learned to play the traditional sounds of plena and bomba. And from there, he began the group Los Pleneros de la 21. Los Pleneros has been traveling the world for three decades, spreading the music and the history of Afro-Puerto Rican music. The Sonia Haynes Stone Center at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is bringing the group to the center for a workshop and a performance this Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock. Juan Gutierrez is the founder and is also a musician in Los Pleneros. And with us is Camilo Molina and Nelson Matthew Gonzalez, musicians with Los Pleneros de la 21. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you on the program.
Thank you for having us here.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure.
Juan, can you explain for us what Los Pleneros de la 21 is? What is this group?
Many things. When you talk about pleneros, are the practitioners of this form that we call La Plena, Puerto Rican music, basically coming from the soul of the people. It's like saying blues, man. People who play the blues, these are people who embrace and play and live for La Plena.
The group began three decades ago. Tell me about the original inspiration for this group, Juan.
As a Puerto Rican uprooted from mainland, coming to New York, you tend to feel a sense of loss. I came here to further my studies in music, and I felt that I could not go any further if I embrace the fundamentals of Puerto Rican music. And that's what I, attempted to do. In that search, I met a lot of people. I went a lot of places, and I found a vibrant community, people who have really made history with this music, the traditions of Puerto Rico here in New York City. This is where I found the fundamentals of the music that we call bomba and plena. And I'm blessed.
Yeah, well,
and I'm very lucky.
I want to ask Camilo and Nelson both, and I'll start with you, Camilo, how you got involved with Los Pleneros.
It's hard to say. I would say it was predetermined. Before I was born.
it's the cosmic answer. I like the cosmic answer. That's a good one.
No, it almost feels that way. I was, as you know, the Pleneros give children's workshops and have been for the last 20 years, been giving these workshops. So while my sisters were enrolled in the workshops, my mother was pregnant with me. So So I was around, and when I was born, I was the baby that was around, and I was the one in the Pampers running around bothering everybody. When I wouldn't say I was old enough, they might have given me the chance before I was old enough, but I was about 3 or 4, and I enrolled in the classes, and the rest is history. I was in the classes, part of the classes, until I was about 13. And then I was asked to join the group as a member.
How about you, Nelson?
Me, almost the same. I got started with my grandfather, Benny Ayala, who was, you could say, that was part of the Pleneros at a time. And then I actually had my aunt that also was in the kids' workshop when the Pleneros started. And my mom used to be around most of it with my grandparents. And then what happened was, this is a funny story. My mom, once she gave birth to me, my grandmother was like, okay, this is mine. Okay, you could do whatever you want. He's mine. And I used to just, as a kid, just be around all these older guys, all the elders just jamming with my grandfather as a little baby. He'll have me like in a carrier, and he'll be playing and singing. So I was always around the music. And then when I reached a certain age, around 6 years old, I got involved with the Pleneros workshop, and I started from there, and I kept going until like middle school, and then after that, they called me to be part of the Pleneros when I was 16 years old, and I've been with the group already 5 years, and it's been a great experience.
So Juan, we talked a little bit about the heart and soul of this. You compared it a little bit to the blues in the sense that it's a voice, songs that come from the people, from the heart and soul. How would you describe the sound for us?
I always compare with food. there's no other way. Finding the ingredients that you always use, put them together, and they transform in a fantastic, beautiful ways, individual by individual. There's a commonality among La Plena as it is performed and executed by people, but it's always different. And something real interesting about La Plena is like a sponge. You can absorb other influences that fit beautifully with the fundamentals of La Plena. That's what we have attempted to do since the very beginning, because I was coming from a background, although I learned in the streets, but then I had the opportunity to get educated in music, went to school, and then went to the conservatory. You know, I brought that discipline and that interest as soon as I found myself around these dynamics of La Plena. I said, wow, this is the real deal.
Well, you know, but it's interesting to hear you talk about that, and you and Nelson and Camilo all saying, on the one hand, you heard it in the streets one way or another. It was all part of the environment, but that there had to be workshops, that people are working actively to maintain this culture so that you can go and study it. And you also have helped to spread the word, and we actually have a clip of you explaining all of this on Sesame Street. Let's listen.
Now, who wants to sing along with us?
Oh, I'll sing.
Me.
Yeah.
Well, what's the news we're singing?
Jose left Lola.
That's it?
More or less. A plena can be a big story or a little story. This is a little story. Try it. Lo ve, Lola.
Lo ve, Lola.
Lo ve, Lola. Okay, when I start coming at you, that's what you sing.
Okay.
Cómo venía, mira muchacha linda decía. Esa muchacha cómo vacila, mira muchacha linda decía. Esa muchacha cómo vacila, mira muchacha linda decía. Esa muchacha cómo vacila. Mira muchacha linda decía. Esa muchacha cómo decía. Quiero, lo quiero más.
There we have Los Plateros de la Vena Una on Sesame Street, of all places. And I've got to ask you what's going on in that song. But before we get there, Juan, there's something that Big Bird said that sticks with me. What Big Bird said right at the beginning was something like, well, what kind of a story are we going to hear? Is there something about Los Plateros that is story-based? Is that the idea?
Yeah, well, basically it's like any other song. You get inspiration from anything, any events or anything that happens around you. It could be important, it could be irrelevant. But as long as you get inspired by it and you think it clicks, and that's how it works.
That song
is a classic old song, and the guy you hear is a former member. He's actually one of the children of one of the most important families that have practiced and have maintained this tradition for generations. This is La Familia Cepeda of Puerto Rico. And that actually is Roberto Cepeda, who you can hear.
Let me ask Camilo or Nelson. I know both of you play a different kind of music called bomba. And tell us about that. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about the history of it.
The bomba is very African based, and also it's been around, it's almost you could say, the most oldest played genre in any type of music. And it's just the dialogue of the bomba is very interactive with the drummer and the dancer that is real special. And it's a form of expression once you come up to dance and you present yourself to the drum. It's a long process of just learning different rhythms, the different styles all over the island, either from Santurce, from Loíza, or wherever else. So it's just a whole bunch of history putting all together, and it's just a very beautiful dialogue we have.
We have a little sample of it right here if we want to hear a little clip of a bomba music. Example of bomba music from Los Planeros de la 21. And Juan, you know, it's interesting. This is, Nelson was talking about this being some of the oldest kind of music and all the complex rhythms. At the very beginning of that, I heard something that sounded to my ear like contemporary jazz as well mixed into this music. Is that right?
Yeah, you got it right. You got it right. Well, basically, you know, we need to clarify that if you take out those melodic or harmonic instruments, then you have the fundamentals of bomba. You have the chants, the call and response between that interchange between the singer, the coro, and then the drummers. And then you just imagine yourself that at a certain point in the song, dancers are going to come and they start challenging the lead drummer. What you see on top of those jazzy chords, of course, that's what we always intended to do. I mean, and that has been the practice of Los Planeros, the fashion, the tradition of Los Planeros, of having that collaboration between traditional practitioners and musicians, skilled musicians who can play, not only who can bring that touch, but also use the language. And we have tried to bring that balance between putting that frosting on top, but not too spicy, not too sweet, not too salty, you know.
But it is interesting how this blend of old and new come together, and you can hear it, I think, very clearly in a song called how would that go? Chivirequentón?
Chivirequentón.
Okay, let's hear a little bit of it.
Su taco es pa' un fricassé, su cuerno pa' sahumerio, luego ya su cuero sirvió para que toquen los pleros. My father comes from El Barrio named Tokyo, said Tokyo, Vietnam, and Korea. These are Puerto Rican barrios, since I'm one in battle of the wars. We fought for Uncle Sam to fight for our rights and develop our mites. And all these memories are very old, and cemeteries and some of the first to erase our name. In the name of the race, in the name of the race. Said, what? What? Yo soy Boricua, yo soy de aquí because I read your books, I read all kind of magazines. I'm always a playing attention to the news, I'm from that posse. They can't be fooled, I see the murals that are painted upon the walls. All these young men and women said they took a fall. A fall so deep that they can't come back. We don't want destruction, we want peace. El tibo de la campana. Su cacuapa un fricase. Porque es el tibo
Chiviriquitón, and that has everything. Now we got jazz, we got African rhythms, Afro-Puerto Rican rhythms, and hip-hop all in the same tune. Tell us a little bit about this. So this blend of old and new, then, does it work its way back? Is there still an authentic bomba? Is there still an authentic Los Plineros? Or does it actually get lost in this? And does that matter?
We know when and where to do what,
mm-hmm. Yes,
basically. There are certain times where we do need to explain bomba, and in order to explain bomba, whether it be at a college, whether it be in a nursing home, whether it be in an elementary school, we have to break it down to its most rawest form. And then we have the option and the ability to play it in jazz festivals and play it in concert halls where it's easier to branch out. And, mm-hmm. and do the mixes of jazz and hip-hop and everything that we do. And so we have that ability to do both, actually.
Well, we look forward to hearing more of it, and I want to thank all of you for being on the program today.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you so much.
Juan Gutierrez, sure thing. Juan Gutierrez, founder and musician in Los Plineros de la 21. Camilo Molina, Nelson Matthew Gonzalez, musicians in the same group. Sonia Haynes, Stone Center at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, is bringing the group to the center for a workshop and a performance this Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock. You can get more information at WNC.org to find a link to the website. And this is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.